Riley says he began planning for his resignation as system president last fall before the legislature's Joint Finance Committee scolded him for maintaining large financial reserves at the university while also calling for a tuition hike. Riley says that stormy debate was just one of many during his tenure.
You know, in a nine-year span of leadership, you have periods that are tumultuous and you have some that are calm. I think experienced leaders expect that roller coaster ride along the way.
Riley will be taking a part-time position with the American Council on Education in January to advise the council on recruiting university presidents across the country. And eventually he plans to return to teaching. He says the most challenging time during his presidency was the debate over whether or not the Madison campus would withdraw from the UW system and become an autonomous institution. Governor Walker praised Riley's leadership today and urged the Board of Regents to look for a successor who will focus on increasing campus autonomy within the system.
We'd like to find a way to have a system intact, one that focuses on not only a great UW system in higher education, but tying it into the communities in terms of economic development, workforce development, and job creation.
The UW Board of Regents will begin a national search for Riley's successor with the goal of filling his position in the spring of 2014. Regent President Michael Falbo says they'll be looking for someone who is committed to partnering with state government and industry in promoting economic development. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.